WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. So that was A Tribe Called Quest. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Well, I hope you got it. happy Wednesday. So the clouds are coming and going. The sun is coming in and coming out. Right now it's sunny. A few little sprinkles on the way over here, but it's in the 70s, so, you know, it's kind of pleasant. You could wear, you know, clothes that aren't half naked because it's cooler, you know. I'm not complaining at all. It's like you don't have to use the AC, which is a great thing. So those of us who are in the Jewish community and observe, this is a period called the 3 weeks before a fast, a 25-hour fast, on the marking of the loss of both temples, the first and second temples. It's called Tisha B'Av. That's the date. And so I'll share a little bit about that. But first, a message of, if I can get my book over here, of general interest. So 91.5 FM, that's us here. That's college radio. Did you know that we are college and community radio? And you can get that from no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO Medford in Tufts Freeform Radio. Also, you know, we're www.wmfo. Wonder why that didn't stop. Let's see if we can get unload. That's what we want to do. Okay, www.wmfo.org. If you're not able to get us right, you know, on the frequency, because the signal is unfortunately not that strong. But on, you know, over the internet, you can get us. So that's a good thing. So I did say it's WMFO here at Tufts University in Medford, and I'm your host of the Voicemobile here, Joyce. The Voice, and we are now getting close to the time of this fast. So let me share a little bit about what's coming up. It's August 13th. Was Rosh Chodesh, and that was Rosh Chodesh Av. That was last Monday, and so there are things that happen different times during this 3 week period. There are laws for the first 9 days of the month of Av. And then we get into various degrees of intensity of mourning as we get to the fast, the 9th of Av. The mourning also lapses into the 10th of Av, being that the sanctuary was still burning on this day. So eating and drinking. It's prohibited to eat meat or drink wine and grape juice. This prohibition includes chicken as well. Fish is permitted to be eaten. Also, whiskey and other liquors may be drunk. Wine vinegar is permitted to be used. This prohibition of eating meat or drinking wine does not apply on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh. You may honor these days with meat and wine. So painting and wallpapering one's home is prohibited during the 9 days. Likewise, a new linoleum may not be placed on the floor. Shopping of clothing. One may not buy any new clothing until after the fast. The wearing of any new clothes which were bought previously is also prohibited. If one forgot, one may buy and wear new sneakers or other cloth or canvas shoes, even on the week of the fast, to be worn on the fast day. Weddings and engagements are not performed during the 9 days. Some Sephardic communities don't perform weddings throughout the mourning period starting from the 17th of Tammuz. Engagements the whole 3 weeks are permitted all 9 days, provided that there is no music or that any celebration feast is served. So, and essentially, you know, you're reducing joy and surgery. One should avoid surgery or even any minor operation during the 9 days. court cases, it is advisable to avoid a court case with a Gentile during this period. It's a fraught time. Long trips. One should avoid making long trips during these 9 days. Laws of the Shabbos preceding Tisha B'Av. If it begins Saturday night, one is required, like every other Shabbat, to drink meat and to eat meat and drink wine, to wear his regular Shabbat clothes, to sing Shabbat songs, etc. Mincha before the fast, that's the afternoon prayer, is prayed earlier than usual, allowing ample time for the concluding meal. Usually the last meal before the fast is eaten in a morning fashion, sitting on the floor, no meat and wine. This year the last meal is eaten in the same manner as every Shabbat. No restrictions apply. The Havdalah is not recited after the conclusion of the Shabbat. Moreover, the blessing Borei Me'orei Ha'esh is recited before the reading of the Megillah of Eicha. The Havdalah is recited Sunday night, right after the fast, without the blessings Borei Me'orei Ha'esh and Borei Minei Besamim. Six restrictions of the fast day. On Tisha B'Av, the entire Jewish nation worldwide is engaged in mourning, the peak of the bitter mourning. Eating and drinking. Prohibition to eat and drink includes men and women alike. Pregnant women and nursing mothers must also fast, being that this day is a great day of mourning. If a woman is pregnant or nursing, a doctor should be consulted. A woman within 30 days after giving birth is not obligated to fast. A person who is ill, even if there is no danger to life, should not fast. The same applies to a convalescent who is still very weak, and that there is a danger that he may become ill again as a result of fasting. An older person who is weak and suffers as a result of fasting is also exempt. Boys below the age of 13 and girls who have not yet reached 12 years of age are not required to fast a whole day, but it is advisable to train them to fast at least a few hours of the day. Those who are permitted to eat should refrain from delicacies and eat only that which is strictly necessary, taking medicines. I mean, it goes into a lot of detail. Leather shoes are not permitted to be worn, no marital relations. The only Torah that you can study, Job, with commentary sections of Jeremiah, which discusses the tragedies and destructions of the Jews. Megillat Eicha, with commentaries and Midrash, portions of the Torah which discuss the tragedy of the destructions and the laws of mourning. So, customarily, you don't greet people on Tisha B'Av. You can say you should merit the consolation of Zion, Tikzeh Benechemat Zion, or the other person could answer, you should merit its rebuilding, Tikzeh B'Dinyan Ah. However, one may reply in a low tone of voice to someone who wishes him good morning. It is forbidden to send a gift to someone. However, charity is certainly permitted. When sitting, one must sit on the floor or on a stool less than 5 inches until the time of the mincha prayers, the afternoon prayers, when one is permitted to sit on his regular seat. One should remain standing in a bus or a train. However, he may ride a car and sit down. Although business or work may be conducted on the 9th of Av, and especially if it involves the loss of money or jeopardizes his job, one is considered praiseworthy if he refrains from any business function, or at least the involvement should not be so great as to make him forget the significance of the day. Some have the custom not to start work before midday. Buying or selling food items is permitted the entire day of the fast. Writing on this fast day is permitted only when necessary, such as writing a shopping list, writing a check to charity, etc. One should refrain from smoking on Tisha B'Av. However, if one must smoke, he should at least wait until after midday, and preferably at home, not in public. In general, Tisha B'Av is not a time to engage in activities which may divert one's mind from mourning, for example, shopping excursions, pleasure trips, etc. It is a day to reflect on the many tragedies that befell our people during our bitter exile. As it says, whoever mourns over Jerusalem will merit experiencing its rejoicing. So there's certain customs about the prayers that are said, and this is all credited this from Aaron HaMaui through the Beit Avraham email. So Just going to look at my calendar, see if I think those dates that were in there weren't the dates for our calendar year. So the first fast was the 17th of Tammuz, which was the 23rd of July. And Tisha B'Av, the fast of Tisha B'Av is the 13th of August. So that's why I thought that this must have been written. All right. This Tisha B'Av is Tuesday, August 13th. That's right. So right now, I believe we're on the 7th. So we've got 6 days before the fast. So, you know, it's a good time to give extra tzedakah, extra charity, and, you know, to pray for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. So we're going to start off with some music from Shlomo and Neshama Karlbach from HaNeshama Shel Shlomo here on WMFO on the voicemobile.
Give a call, Hey, Lord, hey, Lord. Senyale mo poi sa passar per mot putre vegada. E pur in che lo cominciar come foi saudada de Gabriel, puie chamar foi bem-aventurada, Virgem de Deus amada, do que o mundo pare saluar, fica chora prenhada, e demais tá cunhada, Elizabeth, que foi no altar, envergonhada. E demais quero inventar como chego causada Belém, e foi buscar no portal da entrada o pai sem danada. Jesus Cristo foi o deitar como mulher menguada, o deita na semana no presente. Cantada, luora Deus por cantar, e mas entera nada, nem como a contrada, a os tristes em ultramar, o mastre na mostrada, porque sem demorada, veram a ouvir cantar, estranha e prezada.
Okay, that was the Boston Camerata and Joel Cohn. I've got a big zero in there instead of. See if we can fix that. Oh dear. Let's see. We have this little software program that we've got to type in everything, and it's the bane of my existence. Okay, so that was Dos Oye Mes Quiera Trubar. It's from a CD called The Sacred Bridge, and we heard the Kaddish off of that same CD, Boston Camerata, wonderful, wonderful CD. Before that, Ben Zion Miller, Alberto Mizrahi, and Naftali Herzig, a song called Cantors of Faith. The CD is Cantors of Faith in Song, and we heard the Rishalayim Ircho. Before that, Shlomo Karlbach and Neshama Karlbach, father and daughter. Kvo Karot is the song from Haneshama Shel Shlomo on Sojourn Records. And that's, I think, where we are. Before I bring up the next one, I have some tickets to give away. So let me share a little bit about what this is. This is from the Silk Road. This is the organization founded by Yo-Yo Ma and currently led by Rhiannon Giddens. Silk Road is hosting its annual Global Musician Workshop at New England Conservatory from August 4th to 10th. So I have tickets to give away for three different dates. I think it's the 8th. What did I say? 8th and the, let me just see what I put in the email here, what dates I have available. Okay, the 7th, the 8th, and the 10th are the dates that I have tickets for. So let me explain what the Let me just make a note here. Okay, so she's got a rather lengthy explanation about Silk Road. I think if you go online, you could find out about the whole project. So the event that I have the tickets for, August 10th, so this is... Tuesday. All right. New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, and it's a faculty concert, and then there are also participant concerts. They were selling all-inclusive five-day passes, so for $50. So this is very, very nice. This is a very amazing event. Lots of dates and faculty and Silkwood Road artists. They've got guests like artist Edward Perez and Bala Kuyate, guest artist Jamie Haddad, Courtney Hartman, Abir Nemeth, and Kala Ramnath. The faculty includes all sorts of folks, and I don't really know these folks, but they represent a wide range of cultural backgrounds and musical traditions. So if this is something that you'd like to participate in, I don't know why you wouldn't. So I'm trying to think the best way to do this, because I don't always get the phone to work here. Let's see, the phone number here, let's see if we have it listed somewhere. I haven't used the phone at this station for a long time. I think it's best, I'm just going to give you my email. So if you'd like tickets, let me know which of the dates you'd like tickets for. There, it'd be a pair of tickets. So it'd be for the 7th, the 8th, or the 10th. And email me at thevoicemobile@gmail.com. And I will forward your email to the publicist, who will give you the exact information. I think that's the best way to do it. Her name is Camille Citron Devlin, and it's really nice that she offered me these tickets. So I hope some of you can take advantage of it. So the Silk Road, the Global Musician Workshop, with the New England Conservatory, and they also have the Hangzhou program from August 26th to 31st, and so there'll be performances here and also in China. Anyway, please, you know, do let me know if you're interested. That would be great. All right, so we'll continue with something from Avrami Flam, Al Zahaya, from Songs of the 3 Weeks, which I spoke about at the beginning of the program. And let's see, we want... Oh, it's interesting, it's not letting me go to one. Oh, I see, that's why. Okay, so that's the wrong one. Okay, so... Da 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 da.
Al Zahaya, your very Beinu. Alleluia. Shuvalim, Yehovah.
Wow, that was just absolutely gorgeous. The Hawthorne String Quartet, Meditations on the Old Czech Chorale by Joseph Suk. Concert from Terezin is the name of that CD. So I'm going to give you two phone numbers here at the station. If you're interested in those tickets for the Silk Road concerts, I'll try to do my best to answer. But also, you can send me an email at thevoicemobile@gmail.com. If you're interested, those tickets are, again, for the Silk Road concerts, August 7th, 8th, and 10th. So there's 617. Oh, that can't be right. 617-3800. Wait a minute. 617-627-3800. That's one of the numbers. And then there's an 1-855-915-9636. So again, the numbers here at 617-627-3800. Or 1-855-915-9636, or the email, thevoicemobile@gmail.com. All right, so let's go to the next one.
Avram's open desert tent. History's children in every event are looking for a way to lighten up their load. And brighter than the sun you shine, Jerusalem, you're on my mind. You lift my soul, you echo the divine. Providence that guides us so that we may teach and all may know the hand that may admonish or reward has given us this holy space, Jerusalem. To you I turn, I trace my steps back to you now again. Jerusalem is calling, Jerusalem is calling. Hear it echo through the canyons of your mind, until you reclaim the things you've left behind. It's telling you this just might be the time. Jerusalem is calling.
Might be the time.